Thank you, Sister Mary Elephant and Cheech and Chong, the incomparable Cheech and Chong. Very talented gentlemen. Humor, amazing before its time. And they're still around. I think they're still both alive. One, Tommy Chong was in prison for a while for, must have been drugs. So this edition of Scafidiology, I haven't done one in a while. Comes to us from, is it Copenhagen or Copenhagen? Well, it's Haagen-Dazs, so would it be Copenhagen? I don't know. I'm not going to worry about that because I've got other things to talk about. This is called From the Pages of StudyFinds.org, one of my favorite websites. It should be yours as well. Great stories, great information, great data, leading to great conversations. Here's the headline. Self-driving cars may be making traffic worse, unable to understand human behavior. Now, what have we been told in this futuristic world of the Jetsons-like reality where the cars drive us around and we can read the paper or drink our coffee or smoke our pot if we're in a state where it's legal? Is it possible that maybe the idea of self-driving cars as a safety, taking the crazy driving habits away and letting the car have it, is not the best possible answer? So the study that was done by a team from the University of Copenhagen, I don't know what the right way, Copenhagen. Here's what the Professor Barry Brown, who did the study, led the study, said. The ability to navigate in traffic is based on much more than traffic rules. Social interactions, including body language, play a major role when we signal each other in traffic. This is where the programming of self-driving cars still falls short. Now, they've been doing this study for 5 years. He goes on to say, this is why it is difficult for them to consistently understand when to stop and when someone is stopping for them, which can be both annoying and dangerous. Think about the real life, the real world. You are in a car at an intersection, and there's all this hand-waving and gesturing and back and forth. Do you have the right-of-way? Do I have the right-of-way? Go ahead. Sometimes you're just being courteous. You go. I'm looking at my phone, which you shouldn't be doing. I'm on the phone, which you shouldn't be doing. I'm drinking from my Coke, my ice-cold McDonald's Coke or Diet Coke, which I probably shouldn't be doing when I'm trying to navigate the roadways. All that aside, there are companies in the United States that have already implemented taxi services. Two of them are Waymo and Cruise in certain parts of the United States. Tesla, the famous one. Elon Musk. Have used the full self-driving model, FSD, to navigate roads in the United States and Canada. So why do I bring this up? We've been told that this is the future. We've been told that these autonomous vehicles will be the answer to driver safety, reckless driving, irresponsible driving, less traffic accidents, blah, 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 less loss of life, less injuries. When in fact, all those movies that you've ever watched that talk about computers taking over, what happens in every one of those movies? The computers, the robots go too far. They try to take over, and it screws everything up. And in some cases, humans die. I'm not saying that autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars, will result in your death. But I'm saying I'm not sure that everything's been thought about. And thanks to the folks at the University of Copenhagen, or Hagen, we're starting to think about these things. And I don't know at this moment. Here's the question. I don't know at this moment, if let's say I needed to get from our incredible studios here at the Avenue, downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin Avenue, if I needed to get to here to, let's say, American Family Field, which is a trip I'm actually going to take after 12:30 today, if I would feel comfortable leaving the studios, going into the 3rd Street Market Hall, going out the front doors, getting into a self-driving vehicle through the traffic downtown on the freeway into American Family's parking lot without a driver. I'm not sure I would feel comfortable doing that. Would you? Robots are good for some things. They can make things in a manufacturing setting with consistency, with speed, make companies more efficient, make them more money. When you're talking about driving, there's a human factor. And the only way this model doesn't come to fruition, where maybe we're doing it wrong, is if all the cars are autonomous. And what do we know about the United States? That's not happening. We love our cars. We love our gas-powered engines. We love to yell at each other on the freeway and gesture wildly with the one finger in particular, or in the case of Milwaukee as of late, shoot guns out the window and road rage incidents shutting down the freeways for hours. I think the University of Copenhagen is on to something. Let's think long and hard about what our next steps here. Only two ways it goes that makes sense. All or nothing. All autonomous vehicles, which is not going to happen, nothing. They assist us in driving. That's what, this is the classic example of what I've been talking about with everything. It's this extreme. Of course, let robots, computers take over the driving. Instead of saying, how about we just make those cars more safer with the assist of robots and autonomy? How about that? That's the answer. That's why I did this edition of Scafidiology.